Moncrief on News Talk.
Now let me tell you of a way to pass your time that you may not have thought of. A new adventure challenge that's been popularised over the last few years is called Straight Line Missioning and requires participants to travel over long distances as the crow flies, so to speak. But how does it work? Joining us now is adventurer and YouTuber Tom Davis. Tom, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
How would you describe this? What exactly is it that you would be up to on a normal day?
The straight line mission.
Yes, please.
Yeah, so the idea is just to go from A to B in a completely straight line using, I use a GPS system, usually a handheld one, but you could use a compass and a map if you're really brave. Just whatever obstacles come your way, be it rivers, mountains, swamps, woodland, or even the odd angry farmer, you've got to try and stick to that line as closely as you can and not deviate from it.
Right. And when you've done this, you've done it in England, haven't you?
Yeah, last year I became the first person to cross England in a completely straight line from west to east. But I've also done Wales. That took me 4 attempts. That was quite tricky. And I have done Norway as well.
How long, how many kilometres would you be talking, your average route or a normal route?
The England one was 69 miles, okay. So over 100 kilometres.
Yeah.
That was a biggie, and that took 7 days.
Okay. And when you take that, you know, your departure point and your destination, you basically draw a line between them, do you?
Yeah, you've got to plot that line on Google Earth or some other software. You've got to plot it very carefully so that it doesn't have any cliffs on it or people's back gardens, hopefully. You've got to tweak it and tweak it until it's just right to give yourself the best chance of success, because it's pretty brutal.
What are the hardest obstacles?
Steep terrain, peat bogs, as I learned in Norway. I almost drowned in a peat bog. That wasn't fun. But in England last year, it was actually unexpectedly fallen trees, big swathes of fallen trees from Storm Arwen. Just pine trees piled up 4 or 5 meters high and having to climb either over or under them.
Wow.
Very, very, very dangerous, to be honest.
And when you make a line like that, are you not just going to come across things that cannot be passed? I mean, is there not just maybe a military ground or just a kind of very deeply built up housing estate that there's no possible way? You can't climb over houses, can you?
No. That's why I would tweak the line to avoid anything like that. I mean, when I did England, it was way up towards Scotland, where it was as remote as possible. So there was no personal properties. There was farmland, and there was, funny you mention it, there was a military firing range which went on for 6 miles, but the flags weren't flying, so there was no danger. apart from apparently the odd unexploded shell.
Right.
Shell, but yeah. I didn't touch them.
That's a bit of danger, all right. But the main things it seems that you're having trouble with are the odd farmer who just doesn't want to know.
Yeah, I mean, I will say I'm always as respectful as I can be. I don't snap so much as a twig in the hedgerows, and I vault over the barbed wire fences without damaging anything. But, you know, I do accept, and most farmers are fine with it, actually, even in England or Wales. In Scotland, there's a right to roam. I don't know what it's like in Ireland, but most farmers are fine with it. They say, yeah, maybe use this gate or some of them just let you, you know, go over the fences. But there is the odd one.
Okay, you get in touch with them beforehand, do you?
No,
I
don't.
Okay, fair
enough. It would be too logistically difficult to arrange for them to be there, each one of them to be there at any given moment.
Fair
I don't
enough.
Know when I'm,
And
ideally I would.
And you have a deviation that you allow yourself 116 feet and that's you won't let it go beyond that. Is that it?
25 metres.
I was afraid. I didn't want to go metres with you because I was afraid. I know you guys are more miles and inches and imperial measurements.
We're a weird mixed match of everything. Yeah, yeah.
You had an in there with that fantastic decimal system, kilometres, kilograms, litres, all makes sense, scientifically based, but you wouldn't go for it.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. I use miles, but then I'll use metres. But yeah, 25 metres, which is, I believe, about 80 feet.
Very good.
Either side of the line would be ideal. That would be a platinum run.
The upside of this, the reason you take these risks, you have 1.2 million subscribers on YouTube.
Yep. Yeah. 1.3, actually.
1.3 up ever since I started speaking to you, I think. Is there money to be made in them there hills?
I got lucky because I was the first sort of guy to come up with this idea. And I've done okay from it. Although my channel does do other geography-based things, I don't think I could make a living just off these straight-line adventures. But yeah, it captured people's imagination. That's great. It was a unique idea. So yeah, I've made a bit of money off it.
Great.
Nothing too mega.
All right, good. Keep your feet on the ground. Tom, listen, thanks very much for that. Thanks for sharing your experiences. We might see you crossing Ireland at some point.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.